Puerto Viejo is a small town on the southeast coast of Costa Rica. Afro-Caribbean and indigenous people have lived there since before the 1800s as farmers and fishermen.
But the small town has also seen developments such as roads and internet. They have also seen changes such as more hotels and tourist-named businesses.
Marcus Brown is an architect whose father owns the oldest restaurant in Punta Uva, a neighboring town of Puerto Viejo.
People from San Jose, the stereotype they had, like this was a dangerous area and there was like a, the worst parts of the country.
Susan Schick is an environmental biologist who moved to Puerto Viejo in 1992, right after the earthquake.
The road being improved enough that it was easy to get here. I would say that, isn't that always the way it is? Roads go into a place and all right, now you can get there. That maybe followed by internet. You know, those things have a profound impact on a place.
Gloria Gavioli is the owner of Escape Caribeño Bungalows and has seen the development take place in Puerto Viejo.
I think till the years when I came, the most people came for love of this place. Because it's not developed, it's very wild and natural. But then all the day was better. More beautiful because we love and doing things. More people came here. I do hotel, I do restaurant, I do. The last wave is not for love, it's for money. For this, I don't love them. I think then this place for me finish.
And all the development hasn't been bad for the community.
Carlos Solano Dannenberger is a local handmade artisan cosmetics owner.
It's good because we work with the tourists and it's a very good way for life because it's a job, finally it's a job, no? But it's a job that you speak with another people and usually the Costa Rican people is very gentleman and we like to speak with the people, so we are very friendly. And we can to live near to the ocean and conserve the beautiful view and the rainforest and the oceans because the tourists coming for that. So it's a way for
conservation. But most of the residents had a lot to say about what could be better.
There's another pet peeve of mine. People love to go into swamps and fill them up and build their houses, and swamps have a purpose, they have a function, they're the kidneys of the planet, but we fill them up and build on them, and if you're coming in from outside, you can afford to do that because you can pay for tons of gravel or whatever you need to fill in your land and raise it up. So these sorts of things alter our this environment, these ecosystems.
I think that in no long time, in a short time, that area changed a lot. Will be like a big, will be like a little city. And the little city, you don't know the people. Okay, that is one of the, not a phrase, you know, it's the reality, no? Because when there are many people around, you don't know, you don't have time for to know the people.
And part of the problem is the disconnect between the government and the people of Puerto Viejo.
Our development association, and that's a whole nother issue. There seems to be a disconnect between the development association and the community at large. There's, I hear about meetings at the development association that are organized like, you know, 2 o'clock this afternoon for 5 o'clock this afternoon, so people don't know about them. People don't know what's happening. And I think there's a sense of apathy too. I think a little bit this feeling that I expressed, you know, that you feel like you can't really do anything about this, the way things are moving. I think a lot of people feel like that they can't really have an impact, that they're not included on, you know, the makings of decisions and stuff like that.
You can see like there's nature and everything, but there are people said like they don't get to know the place, like really, like the history. I'm afraid if all this history, if this history doesn't exist anymore, or we just think like this place is just nature and just built and then, okay, let's just have this for vacation and not to see all the richness of this culture.
But the residents have their own message for the newcomers, one that will hopefully change the tide.
So, yeah, get to know this place. Don't just use it.